Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Life Transforming Advice, Share number 18. You have the ability to change your negative evaluations into positive ones. We all have answers to the question of how we view life in general. Some people view life as an adventure full of excitement and opportunities for accomplishment, while others view life as a painful experience that they need to endure. And a lot has to do with the way people grew up and other factors. But regardless of how you've been viewing your life in the past, you can begin to have a more positive attitude about your life if you consciously make an effort to think along more positive lines and more optimistic lines. The fact that you have that choice and to actually believe that you have that choice gives you a large amount of control, and that itself helps you improve. That is a bechira. Hakol bidei shamayim chutz meyira shamayim means that in yira shamayim, it's in your hands. And part of yira shamayim actually is this. Awe of shamayim, awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to follow what He wants you to do and how to feel. And He's a toiva meitiv, and He wants you to do everything you can to exhibit that and to recognize that He's a toiva meitiv. Now, the problem is when you try to forcibly remove negative thoughts about a problem, about an issue, the more you try to get rid of it, the stronger those thoughts become in your mind. So the idea is not to try to force positive thoughts, but gently and gradually look for more positive ways of viewing things. So one of the aitzes to do this is that when you react to any event or any occurrence and you feel that negative emotion, whether it's sadness, whether it's anger, whether it's anxiety, you divide that situation into three parts. Number one, the situation itself. Not to evaluate it, just say exactly what happened. The situation. Number two, stage two, your attitude about the situation, how you interpret that situation. And number three is your emotional reaction. So the situation in itself, which is the first stage, does not cause your emotional reaction, which is the third stage. It's always your attitude about the situation, which is stage two. Right after the situation, you have an attitude or a perception of that situation, and that causes your emotional reaction. And when you try to change that attitude, meaning right after the situation, you view it a different way, change it from a negative light into something positive, then your emotional reaction will change from negative to positive. This will take some time. The positive attitude can't be just like in the air. It needs to be a certain realistic, acceptable, positive concept to you personally that you could relate to it and you could believe it. And then your emotions will ultimately change. So he gives an example of how to use this concept. Let's say you didn't receive mail for an entire week. So that's stage one. That's the situation. Not evaluation, just the facts. You didn't receive mail for a whole week. Then you feel sad or angry about it. Right away, stage three. Now, not receiving mail in and of itself should not make you sad or angry. Your attitude towards that situation is the reason why you're upset or angry. So what did you think to yourself when you didn't receive mail for a whole week? If you tell yourself, which is stage two, you didn't get mail for a whole week, that no one cares about you, and this proves that you're really worthless, then you'll feel down about it. Then you'll feel that stage three of downness. But you have so many other options for stage two. First of all, you can realize you have worth, whether other people care about you, acknowledge you or not, you have intrinsic worth regardless. And let's say there are people that care about you, but they're too lazy to write you. And you can judge your family or friends favorably and assume they have a reason why they're not writing. They have other issues going on. And also to realize the lack of receiving mail is a very minor problem compared to major suffering that's in this world or major suffering that people experience. So if you use a positive or even neutral attitude for stage two, meaning you didn't get the mail, so either it's an opportunity to value your worth regardless of getting the mail, or Baruch Hashem, I didn't get any big hospital bills. You think along that way. Baruch Hashem, I didn't get a jury duty notice. I didn't get that ticket with the picture of the car because I went through, I was speeding. Baruch Hashem, so no mail is good news. Or neutral, it's no big deal. It's irrelevant. Either way, your emotional consequence will be either positive or neutral. And you'll be free from your emotional suffering. So the yisoid of this mahalach is that when you react negatively, which we call stage three, figure out what your self-statement was at stage two. What was that you interpreted that event? Try to change it to a more positive look or a less negative look. And ultimately, you will feel better about it. Sometimes the situation could be painful, but it could always be worse. Now, if someone tells you it could be worse, you'll feel resentment. They're just trying to, you know, they're being very flippant and not caring about you by just saying, oh, it could be worse. But if you recognize it yourself, that things are really better than they might have been, you'll be able to handle the situation better. And when things are not as you wish, how could things be worse? So here's an example. If you were robbed, at least you weren't injured. If you were injured, at least you weren't murdered. If you are bored, at least you're not in a state of danger. If you don't have a large bank account, at least you're not in debt. And if you are in debt, at least you're not physically harmed by not paying on time. If rain disrupted your prior plans, at least you're not suffering from lack of water. That would be much worse than canceling your plans because of the rain. If you can't afford to buy new shoes, at least you have feet. If the prices of food high, at least there's food available. And you could get food and you won't go hungry. I remember it took me a while. I didn't think about it, b'shas ma'isa, but when I fell down a few steps and my ankle broke, later I contemplated on it, saying, Baruch Hashem, Hashem protected. I could have fallen in so many different ways where I could have hurt my head or my spine, chas v'sholem, and other things. So even though it was a whole journey with screws and plates and therapy and so on and so forth, but still there was a tzad hatoiv of it, that Hashem protected all the rest of my limbs. So this changes the perspective of things. The Ari Yecheskel, which is Ari Yecheskel Levenstein, in his letters, page 326, is a whole volume of his Mechtavim. He wrote that he looked back at those situations that initially caused him a lot of suffering, ultimately were a cause of great fortune. We can never be certain about any event that it was actually bad for us. You see, there are benefits that come out of it sometimes. Victor Miller always used to talk about it, where he was rejected. He was looking for work as a Rebbe, as a Rav. He was rejected as a going to work online, and they shut the door down right beforehand. And because of that, he ended up going to Slobodka at the end, and he became who he became. So what initially was such a disappointment for him became one of the biggest brachos for him. So this is the concept of trying to reframe your situations, looking at things from a more positive lens. And that changes everything, ultimately. It changes the way you feel about yourself. It changes the way you feel overall. It gives you a more positive machshavos and positive hergation, positive thoughts and positive feelings about your life situation overall. And you're able to see things in a clearer way, a more uplifting way that actually gets yourself into a much better state in reality. Bracha natzlacha.